Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Little Gray Mouse.
Cute. Okay, let's get back to our old school roots and have a little round table about etiquette and shared spaces, such as offices, maybe museum offices, art studios, places where you have a shared refrigerator.
Or shared bookshelves. Point is,
don't get into the bad habit of taking other people's food.
Sometimes you take someone's cheese because you're really hungry and you mean to never do it again. But then maybe a few months later, you find yourself in the same position and you do it again. I kind of feel like I might go buy like a box of string cheese for this person and put a little sweet note on it.
As my old Aikido sensei used to say, practice makes permanent.
If you start doing
something and it becomes a habit, it'll be a habit then.
Habits stick. Make good habits, not bad ones.
Right?
Okay. I can get down with that. I have no habits I want to create this year.
Oh, really? Using fewer single-use plastics.
Nah, I love plastic.
Oh, me soon. Think of the sea turtles.
How about not eating as much meat? Nah, I love meat too.
Okay, so you're just like even keel, not going to stress it this year.
Pretty much just going to go straight for everything. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Did you think I love plastics?
I was ready to see
Would
the silver
really
lining.
Would you really imagine?
I was ready to see the silver
Look
lining.
Look at you
though,
on the posse.
All right, now let's get down to brass tacks.
That was pretty brass tacky.
Eleanor Harwood Gallery is going to be closed on the 21st in solidarity with the Women's March.
Good.
So is Toomey, Nancy Toomey Gallery.
Toomey Terrell. It's no
is
longer Toomey Terrell.
Is it still Toomey Terrell?
I don't know.
Whoever Toomey's with now, they're going to be closed on the 21st.
Terrell, I believe, was an auctioneer for SOEX a few times and was quite good, actually. Maybe Stephen Terrell? I shouldn't say that. I don't remember. Speaking of Southern Exposure, they're also going to be closed on January 20th in solidarity with the general strike.
Are they going to be closed on the 21st also? I think they might be closed both days, yeah.
I believe so.
It was funny with the Eleanor Harwood and Toomey and possibly Terrell.
That they're closed just for the Women's March?
Yeah, which is cool. Like, no shade to that. I really salute them for doing that.
This is a postscript. I just also want to give a shout out to Jack Fisher Gallery, who's going to be closed the 20th and the 21st. After I kind of talked shit about them last week. So I take it all back. I apologize. And I salute all the commercial galleries that are in solidarity with the art strike, the Women's March, and bashing fascism as hard as they can while still being a commercial art space.
Speaking of art fairs, how was it?
I went to the Untitled Art Fair.
I'm sorry I didn't go.
Kate totally bailed. I went out on a limb and got us VIP press passes. You know.
You sure did, Mason.
We kept getting invited to all these different press events or VIP events that I just sort of ignored.
Same.
This was a very busy weekend for clearly both of us.
Yep.
But I went to the art fair on Sunday at 3:00. That was 2 hours before the whole thing closed down.
Oh, my God.
I was like, hey, just making it out here. So I felt kind of bad about that. I kind of felt like I almost like I'm going just to go at this point because I got this pass and I should just go
just
because otherwise
it off
it'd be
the
just
list.
Like rude for not using it to some degree. Uh-huh. And in general, I feel so uncomfortable at art fairs. I think if I weren't alone, I would not feel as uncomfortable. But I always just feel like I'm not buying art. Why am I here? People hate me. Kind of. It's generally how I feel in art fairs specifically, not in general. It was great because it wasn't that crowded. And I don't think that was indicative of its success. I think that crowds were just sort of earlier on in the week, and I was there so late in the game. So it felt like there was a lot of room to just look around and enjoy. So I think overall the work was at like a higher caliber than the work that you often see, in my opinion, at the, help me with the name of this art fair, art market.
Oh, okay.
For example, mm-hmm. A lot of the work actually seemed fairly, like, very contemporary, conceptual. I wanted to say young, but I don't even know. That seems like the wrong word to describe.
But a little more, like, up-to-date looking than art market.
Kind of, yeah. there was a gallery there from Tehran, Iran, which I thought was amazing. I'm like, how, what? Amazing. Just to get here from so far and with, I don't know. There were a lot of, there was a handful of international galleries, and that's always fun to see like what other galleries around the world are showing. I don't have any notes in front of me, guys, so I can't really give you much more than that.
Just give it from the gut.
You're from the gut.
Give it from the, that one chakra, the crotch chakra.
What I did appreciate that there were a number of nonprofit booths there, and they just had, you know, tables set up with shit that they do, like flyers, some work, some weird funky stuff. It wasn't, I mean, some of them did have booths with like artwork hanging on the walls, but for example, the Headlands I thought was really fun because they just had Brent Green and these like handmade huge musical instruments there.
Brent Green?
I believe it was Brent Green.
Freaky.
Yeah. And so you could hear music being played throughout this huge space and it was from the Headlands. I was like, oh, that's just such a great, I don't know. I appreciated that addition to the fair where there was nothing to buy. You were just sort of like in this experience, you know?
Well, the mind control art fair that's over at Alter Space is still up. It's still up. I think it's going to be up for a while. I
heard about that very last minute, but just was like super excited about it and would have rather probably gone to that. Actually,
you still can. You still can too, listeners. Head
it's
on over.
It's up until when?
I think that I want to say like January 28th or something.
Cool. Did you go?
No.
No art fairs for you, huh?
Did
you go to FOG?
I'm locked up. No, I didn't go
anywhere.
Did
you buy any furniture?
I was in the East Bay the whole
weekend. A few lamps?
Didn't get a single lamp.
A single, like, you know, table weight? Table weight.
What's a table weight? I'd love to have that. There's a new show over at Interface. I only know that because that's where I was all damn weekend.
New show over at Interface. I saw Suzanne at the art fair.
That's where I was. I forgot that that's what I was doing all weekend. I was working at Interface Gallery in Oakland, California. New show up by Lauren McKeon called Do's and Don'ts.
I hear you have a lot of things to talk about.
Is that
about
what it's called? Do's and Don'ts, but mostly don'ts.
No. That
doozy don'ts and dozy don'ts.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly
little Ramsey
and
Ivy.
That's exactly where I went.
Listen, Maysoon.
Listen,
I think
Kate.
It's my favorite show that's ever been there.
Oh.
Besides all the other shows that have been there, which I also loved.
Oh, my God.
But this show, I really was like, damn, this is pretty fucking, like, for that alley where there's, like, an apothecary, a old-timey barber shop, vegan ice cream stand, and, like, a, you know, seven jewelry stores.
Aye, aye, aye.
That art show is rocking that alley.
Are people coming in? How do they do?
People come in with
their
ice cream. They're like a lot of young hipsters waiting to get a haircut. A lot of families. But then sometimes people come in because they're coming to the gallery.
Yeah, yeah, because that's where you go for it.
Yeah, because that's where it's located.
That's where it is.
But anyhow, this show is like, this is like a form now, Maysoon. Okay. Ryan Gander and like Anthony DeCenza, and there's artists where it's like interesting conceptual sculpture that when you take it all at once, you're kind of like, oh, maybe all these things are kind of like telling a story, or like they could be props from a weird theater piece.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's that kind of thing where there's just come and see it. But I'll give a couple highlights. There is a bronze nose.
Ooh.
On the floor that
yes!
you can barely.
I was just going to ask, is it on the floor?
Uh-huh. That you barely notice. And then I always have to make sure people don't kick it.
Where is it on the floor? Tell me.
Off in the corner. The whole space is dominated by this big black, like a doorway that's like if you had a stage, like a prop for a stage show doorway.
Mm-hmm.
But all painted black and then laying flat on the ground.
Painted black, huh?
Uh-huh. With gesso, with black gesso.
What does that do? Is it glossy?
Matte.
It's matte.
Perfectly
matte.
Matte.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's like a portal? Does it feel like a portal to
you? Well, in the statement, it talks about how the artist had a friend who fell to his death.
Mm.
And that it's kind of referencing that. Because it's like a doorway, but you know where to go through. You know what I mean? Come on by. I don't get paid to do these little chats. I do get paid by Interface Gallery
to get paid
to gallery sit, but I don't get paid to chit chat about it
on the podcast. You mean
it's just that that was the only art I saw.
Lazy. Well, it sounds like it was pretty interesting for you though too.
I get when I really like a show, I get mad at the people that don't really give it its due diligence.
Well, how do you approach them in the gallery? Do you leave people alone or do you talk
to
them?
No, when they come in, I'm like, "Hi, let me know if you have any questions about anything. If you want to know any of the titles or materials of this work, it's on this thing here." Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the materials you wouldn't expect. So, if you want
to. So you're kind of like trying to like gently urge them to read the materialist.
Right.
I think it's tricky working in a gallery like that, or working in the gallery where you don't want to feel overbearing, right? You don't want to kind of be like, "Hi, let me take you around and tell you everything you need to know," right, and not let you discover anything.
Right.
But I also feel like in this idea that you learn more through a conversation, like you discover more if two people are talking about a work, it seems.
Right.
So how do you like, especially if it's work you love, you want someone to leave with like some strong feeling.
Yeah.
Or work that you really like, let's say.
Well, but also for me, it's like, I don't know if they all deserve to.
Well,
look.
So I'm just thinking about like ways to do that where you're not like invading their space and you're not, you know, giving too much or whatever. Yeah. Maybe if they linger at one piece longer than usual, mm-hmm. longer than like a typical visitor, like at the nose, or they laugh, you'd be like, "Oh," you could then comment, "Oh my gosh, I love that piece too." And then see if you can spark a little combo.
Well, that was my old gallery guide training.
Oh.
From back at the Muse.
Yeah. Just like if they give you any.
Yeah.
If they give you anything, you can just kind of jump right in.
Yeah. We don't have as many old people. Old people are the real target for that game. Anyhow, what do you got here, Maysoon?
Oh, yeah. So
guide us through this.
So here on this table, I run a project here at SF MoMA called 50 Artists.
For the next three days.
That's right. And it's
Should we announce your moving jobs?
Can we finish talking about this?
Okay, but I want to announce it.
We can announce it too.
I want to have trumpets sounding.
Beep, beep, beep.
I want to sound the horns.
Cool. It's basically a series of talks that happen every Friday at noon. And I've invited, and it started back in May, so I've been doing it for months and months. But this Friday, I scheduled Jennifer Wofford, friend of the show, local artist extraordinaire, to speak on a work on view. And she chose Wayne Thiebaud's Student from 1968. It's a beautiful painting of a student sitting at a school desk with a clock above her head that says 12:20 or 12. It's basically around 12 o'clock. I specifically scheduled her because it was the inauguration day. I knew she would choose something with some kind of political content, or that she would bring political content to the museum. Uh-huh. So that was all intentional and planned. But then, you know, as the general strike came up, she, as an artist and as an activist, wanted to do that instead. So she kind of pulled out of being.
She went on strike.
She's going on strike. She's going on the art strike. So instead of speaking in the gallery, she's written a statement for us to publish, both on our website and to put in a stanchion sign holder in the gallery next to the Wayne Thiebaud that she was going to talk about.
Fuck yeah. You want me to read it? Should I do it in Wofford's voice? I'm not going to do her voice. In light of the J20 art strike, I am compelled to withdraw my presentation for SF MoMA's noon talk series today. I regret that I am not giving my talk on this marvelous painting, as I deliberately chose to discuss it on Inauguration Day. I'd hoped to discuss this work in part because I genuinely adore it for its formal loveliness, its fine use of color, line, and negative space, for all the hallmarks of Mr. Thiebaud's trademark style. I'm a genuine lifelong fan. Mr. Thiebaud, ever the gentleman, was even kind enough to answer some questions about it that I had, by way of several mutual acquaintances. However, I also chose it because of its unusual tension and a certain melancholy that I see in it under the terrible conditions for women and people of color that today's inauguration ushers in. Here you have a young woman, presumably college age, waiting somewhat passively at her school desk in an otherwise stark, uncertain environment. There is a clock on the wall and nothing else. Since the second inauguration of President Franklin Roosevelt on January 20th, 1937, Inauguration Day has been held on January 20th, and the term of office officially starts at 12 noon on that date. That's a quote. Look at the time on the clock. Look at the year this painting was executed. As a college professor who works with bright, smart, feisty young women every day, I am intensely protective of their futures and their choices, and hopeful that they will lead the kinds of changes and revolutions that arose from student-led movements in 1968. I see so much in this young student's eyes, and I wish the best for her, as well as for her peers without access to higher education. As an artist whose work often addresses issues of diversity and feminism, when asked to choose a work to talk about on Inauguration Day, I was surprised by how few relevant works there were by American women or artists of color. Much as I genuinely love Thiebaud, he was one of the only artists with work on view whose work seemed to me appropriate for the occasion, and I noted how problematic this lack of more options by artists of different backgrounds was. I am disappointed by the appallingly low pace of progress towards inclusiveness in the art world. It's the 21st century in what is now the largest contemporary art museum in America, after all. I have been a faithful visitor to SF MoMA for over 25 years, and I will continue to attend exhibitions here for the rest of my life. I hope that as we push into the future together, this institution, like this country, will try far harder to reflect the needs of its diverse population and to organize and collect with a more progressive, inclusive mindset. Look at the time on your clock right now. Look at what year it is right now. That's so good. I love Wofford so much. That's awesome. I hope every motherfucker reads the shit out of it.
I sent an email out to my guides last week just saying I was leaving.
Right.
You know, and sent them a letter.
Okay, now we'll really announce
just
your new
hold
job.
On. And the updates. And I've gotten a lot of emails from them saying...
Don't do that.
Emails from them saying how much they would miss me, how much they like me, blah, blah, all that nice stuff. One of my guides emails me. He says, I thought you liked big boobs.
Like what? Big boobs? I thought you liked big boobs?
That's it. That's all he wrote.
What the hell does that mean? What did your email say?
I don't know. Sorry, I'm probably pegging out there.
No.
I have no idea. I didn't say, I like searched my email for the word boobs because I was like, did I misspell something? Was there a typo?
Maybe his auto-corrected something.
But what is auto-correct for boobs?
I thought you liked big boobs.
I couldn't tell if he was like referring to the guides as being boobs, you know, like, ah, they're such boobs, those people.
Wackadoo. I have no idea.
It was
did
so,
you ask him?
No, because I was like, I can't. I don't even know. I just
don't want to get a harassment charge.
I don't think he was meaning it that way. He's like a very nice old man. Older
Wild. Man. Man, soon they got anybody.
I was laughing so hard. I was crying at my desk.
Are they going to be hiring for your position?
I think they're going to try to hire this week, to tell you the goddamn truth. You can find me now at the San Francisco Arts Commission Gallery.
New job for me.
Yeah. I'll be their new, it's a new position. I'll be their new manager of education and public programs. So it's going to be
so
awesome.
You get to like invite in like the
I'm
public
gonna
programs
everyone
to be like
in.
Performance art.
I hope so.
You're going to do a lot of performance art?
I hope so.
Yay. Ooh. What about screenings?
I'm going to do some screenings.
Ooh.
Do some reading.
Wow.
Maybe some talks.
Oh my God.
Maybe, I don't know what. I don't know.
Expanded cinema?
Maybe.
We should get the shapeshifter people out there.
I know.
There.
They're so great. The thing is, I'll be curious to see. I know what the spaces are that Arts Commission has. So I feel like a lot of things might also be through like collaborations and partnerships with other arts institutions throughout the city, which could be really fun.
Wicked.
Right?
Do it up, girl. We're very proud of you. Maisu and I also got a new job.
Where?
I'm teaching at SFAI this next semester.
I know. That's right. I'm so excited
for
you.
I'm terrified.
Kate, you are killing it. I'm really proud of you.
God bless you.
I just think you're a genius.
Keeping it clean, 2017.
Yeah.
Clean living.
Clean and mean.
Clean living.
But not bad mean.
All right.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that class? Just a quick one sentence?
No.
Yes. Do it anyhow. What kind of is it? What kind of class is it?
Video painting, and performance. Video?
Okay, good. Video and performance art.
I'm scared, Maisu.
Oh my God.
It's in the new genres department. Noted it's the most brutal department of SFAI.
Oh yeah, you're going to kill it though.
I'm going to have to touch human shit.
No, don't touch any human shit. Don't touch bird shit either.
I wonder if I should put something in the syllabus about that. About human biohazards.
Yes. Do they do that there?
Yeah.
Biohazards?
I've heard all kinds of stories.
Who's the department chair?
Mads Linnerup.
Okay.
You know him?
I don't know him well, but I know his name as an artist.
Dutch.
Who's in that department? What other faculty?
Tony
are there?
Labatt.
Okay.
I think Lindsay White.
There's a show at the Mills College Art Museum and also a show at Slide Space 123.
Yep.
What's the deal
with
that name?
Man, they really worked that place out, though. They got the new floor in there. They turned that back office into like a screening room.
That's the plan. That was the plan from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It looks good. I was impressed.
What's the floor?
Gray.
It's just painted, right? Yeah, they pulled the carpet and painted it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think this is concrete. That building's all concrete.
Maybe. Okay. Well, you check it out and we'll come back to that next episode.
I'm pretty sure it's gray paint.
Check the floor out first and foremost.
First thing, check the floor out at
Straight
Space 123.
Good job.
Do you remember the names of the artists at Mills? I think it's Diana El Hadid and another artist who I can't remember their name, but that show looks really good. I'm super excited for the museum for doing it.
Yep. Are you marching? Everybody make sure you're wearing really comfortable shoes.
Yes.
Stay hydrated. Don't talk to anybody you don't know if they're trying to fucking get you into some weird shit. Because these motherfuckers, right-wing motherfuckers, are trying to do some entrapment on leftist protesters, trying to get them to do illegal shit and then videotaping it and putting it out to Breitbart and all those cocksuckers.
Oh, no. I didn't hear about
that. Let's not use cocksuckers in a derogatory fashion. And all those blowhards.
Should that be used in a derogatory fashion?
Blowhards? Oh, yeah. Well, I always think of like blowing hot air, not blowing... Look, okay. Blowjobs and cocksucking, we're all for.
Listen, everyone, I'm going to be out in San Francisco on Friday, January 20th. I'm going to actually be starting my role.
You're going to do your legal
aid. I'm starting my role as a legal observer.
Are you
going
to wear your vest?
I don't have it. I have to do 3 protests before I can get the fucking hat. So this is my first. It's okay. I won't have the hat yet.
You could knock out 2 this weekend. You could do Friday and Saturday.
No, because I'm going to march on Saturday.
Can't you do... No, because you can't participate.
You can't
if you're
participate
only legally
and
observing.
Observe.
Right,
can really come bite you in the ass
Got
in court.
You. Got you.
So I just want to say I'm going to be legal observing the J20 protest. I will be very intently watching the police and making sure none of you are getting fucked with. At least to my best abilities.
Now, Maysoon, if somebody that you know comes and starts to chit chat with you, are you not allowed to just chit chat?
I can chit chat with them.
Oh,
I can't really be seen like chanting like marches or like raising a fist or like yelling or
God,
carrying,
I should be a legal observer.
Like carrying a banner. Like right. I won't wear like any buttons, you know what
right.
I mean? That say like fuck Trump or like right. I have this button that says unfuck the world, which I love, but I probably won't wear it just
sure
to be
enough.
Like super neutral.
Right.
So but I can be there. I'll obviously be walking with the march because I need to be moving as the march moves to observe
right.
police. I was trying to get a few people to come with me. Other legal observers.
Come.
Well, other legal observers specifically.
Oh, sorry.
They kind of said to work in pairs if you can, just to like kind of keep an eye on one another even.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have your like identifying hat.
Right.
But I will be equipped with Sharpies. I will have the hotline number written on my arm.
That's a thing. Do you have the number?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to
Let's
you.
Let's give it.
The hotline, if you are observing any trouble, if you're in trouble yourself, or if you see someone getting in trouble or getting pulled in by the police, the hotline number you always want to give them or use yourself is 415-285-1011. And that's a hotline to the NLGSF, so the National Lawyers Guild SF, and they will help you if you get arrested. They will get a lawyer to on your case immediately. They will advise you. They will help you in any way
because they want to protect your constitutional right to free
right.
assembly.
That's right. So that's a number. I'll have it on me. Email me, text me, I'll have it with me, and I'll have lots of water because I have to be prepared for myself and for others just in case. I'm just gonna be like ready to roll.
You're almost a medic.
I'm going to bring my backpack. I'm going to have my backpack, my gym shoes, and I'm going to be ready to roll.
Good.
And then I have to come into work for my exit interview at 3.
There's also on February 1st, I just got another email about that fucking alt-right douchebag Milo Yiannopoulos.
What did you just say? No.
Milo Yiannopoulos. Did you hear about that?
No, I don't
know. He came and tried to speak at UC Davis, and so many protesters came out that they had to cancel it. They were like pulling down the barricades, and he was with that guy Martin Shkreli, who had the big news flash last year or whenever, that he was like a pharmaceutical guy and like upped the price of this HIV medicine shit ton more than
That was terrible.
Well, he was also speaking. It was like the fucking Batman supervillains convening.
What was this?
The Young Republicans of UC Davis were hosting them. And so of course, like, a shit ton of protesters come through. Somebody threw dog shit at Martin Shkreli.
I'm not really into that, but that's okay. And you can't get that smell off, guys.
What the fuck do you expect? Don't come to California and expect not to get dog shit thrown at you.
Well, yeah. Come to California.
They're lucky they didn't get beat up. Like,
come on now.
I'm serious. And now Milo, the other guy, is coming to UC Berkeley.
Oh, he's going to get beat up.
I think he's doing this on purpose to like, you know, be like, oh, look at the hippies can't handle me and my free speech. They're fucking my free speech. If anybody has anything they want to chit chat with us about, please call in 419-351-6606, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Get on our Facebook page. It's the only reason I still have a Facebook account. P.S. If you were wondering about my comments last week about how I'm downgrading my phone, just today I received my new Motorola Razr in the mail. I am downgrading tonight. That was another microphone high five.
Awesome!
And
I'm about to upgrade.
I did realize that I'm going to miss my podcast. Now, do you think, Maysoon, I need to get an MP3
iPod.
Player?
You need an iPod.
I need like an old school, like, generation one iPod.
I bet you could find one
for nothing. Okay, anyhow, I'm on board keeping it clean 2017.
I love that you have a slogan for yourself.
Thank you.
You're getting ready to run again for office. I see.
Damn right.
What's that?
I really feel that way though, Maysoon. I really feel like we gotta, just as we cannot extricate ourselves from this capitalist system, we also must learn ways to agitate from the inside of the other systems that we are inextricably linked to. From the bridge
to the other bridge that I can see from here,
to the island in between, this has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.